Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-C-A, Grissom, G-R-I-S-S-O-M. Address is 3148 Ray, R-A-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Chico, California, 95973. Her phone is 530-966-1115, cell 530-966-1115. Email is Chelsea Lou, L-O-U, number 5, at gmail.com. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of ellipses vertically headaches. Below that should say findings of pituitary adenoma. Below that should say hyperprolactinemia. Below that it should say family history of Ehlers-Danlos. Below that should say dyssomnia, daytime sleepiness and fatigue. Below that, family history of sleep apnea. It is addressed to Dr. Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Sloop, S-L-O-O-P, MD. It's Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, M-A-N-N-E, Sloop, S-L-O-O-P, MD, Obstetrics and Gynecology. Her address is 111 Rayleigh Boulevard, Suite 140, Chico, California, 95928-8351. Phone is 530-342-5776. Fax 530-898-0178. Current complaints, chronic daily headaches. Dear Dr. Sloop and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Chelsea Grissom for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Chelsea reports that she has daily headaches that are very low grade, non-throbbing in character, not necessarily associated with nausea, vomiting, or other migraine symptoms. What the hell is this?
That came with the Wall Street Journal.
What is it?
It's a little catalog.
Of what?
Clothing for men.
Oh, my God.
I should save this for Chuck.
New paragraph. Christine, as you may remember, Christine has a family history of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and some evidence of joint hyperextensibility for which she's being followed. New paragraph. She was involved in a fairly serious motor vehicle accident in 2020, suffering, by her report, head and neck injuries, now with residual features of left neck, shoulder pain, and lower extremity, hypesthesia, which on examination today appears to be in an S1 distribution. Subparagraph, she's been evaluated for hip problems on the left and found to have some minor degenerative findings for which further therapy may be indicated should further evaluation be accomplished, including MR imaging of the lumbar spine and the cervical spine. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is normal with the exception of demonstrable motor weakness in the left upper extremity on J-A-Y-M-A-R grip dynamometry, 20 pounds on the left, 40 pounds on the right. New paragraph, there are no pathological or primitive reflexes detected. Cranial nerves function is completely normal. There's no visual field impairment or nystagmus. Subparagraph, formal visual evaluation is scheduled. New paragraph, as you may remember, she was referred with findings of an otherwise normal brain MRI scan with a 5x4x4 millimeter focal area of hypoenhancement involving the right portion of the pituitary gland, which is suspicious for a pituitary microadenoma. Pituitary is otherwise unremarkable. There is no supracellular mass present and no involvement of the optic chiasm. New paragraph. No evidence of sinus disease. And there was no abnormal brain enhancement. New paragraph. Laboratory testing shows some hyperprolactinemia. On laboratory studies, March 8th, 2022. New paragraph. In consideration of this clinical history and her findings, I have suggested the following. We will obtain MR imaging of the cervical spine to exclude any findings of injury or contusion that would be responsible for her left hemihypesthesia symptoms. New paragraph, we will obtain the imaging reports from Enlow/North Valley MRI for her lumbar study that may have been accomplished to exclude other features that would contribute to an S1 radiculopathy. New paragraph. We will obtain a home sleep screening study to exclude more common sleep disorders prior to referral for inpatient sleep testing with their history of dysomnia and light sleeping with chronic daytime fatigue. New paragraph. In consideration, subparagraph, in consideration of her dysomnia, I've suggested that she undergo a trial of low-dose melatonin beginning at 1 to 3 milligrams at bedtime, increasing to 5 milligrams as might be necessary to improve her dysomnia prior to initiation of any other pharmacological medication. New paragraph. Previously, she was treated with antidepressant medicine for several years that produced, by her report, an overall suppression of her affect, which was uncomfortable and for which the medicine was discontinued. New paragraph. It would be my opinion at this time that she is certainly a candidate for treatment for her pituitary adenoma with CABERGOLINE, a dopamine agonist beginning at the lowest doses given on a weekly basis following her prolactin levels with a dosage adjustment over a period of time to produce prolactin suppression. And following MR imaging at periodic intervals to monitor for tumor shrinkage, as would be expected. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation with the additional testing results. I'll send a follow-up report at that time, signed respectfully with my professional signature.